Hospitals in El Paso are filled with COVID-19 patients, and healthcare workers are struggling to keep up. The state is providing additional medical staff and equipment for the field hospital at the convention center. Local health authorities urge people to only go out for essential reasons to stop rampant community spread. Sunday night, El Paso County Judge Ricardo Samaniego announced a nightly curfew would take effect to ensure more people stay home.
And so a curfew is imposed for all citizens between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. The purpose of the curfew is to limit mobility in the community.
El Paso set a daily record over the weekend with more than 1,200 new COVID-19 cases reported Saturday. That same night, a popular venue for events in far west El Paso County, Grace Gardens, was the site of both a wedding reception and a quinceañera.
I'm with KTEP Public Radio, and we just got a call about some big gathering here, and then we see the sheriff. Did you want to tell us what's going on?
No, nothing. I mean, we're just in compliance. They came to check that, make sure that all of the events are going well, and so they did, and they made sure that because they were sending peace officers to make sure and all of the establishments were following protocol. But they have been getting calls.
You have all the permission to do this?
Yes, and we have a letter from our attorney that...
But aren't you supposed to... Aren't gatherings canceled right now?
No, it does not apply to weddings. I think that's a misconception right now. And so that's what people are confused about.
That was Sandra Rodriguez, manager of Grace Gardens. City and county officials have granted waivers for some gatherings during the pandemic, including weddings. But both the mayor and county judge said those waivers would be rescinded now as El Paso copes with uncontrolled spread of the virus. When I stopped by, there was a group of young people dancing outside. Most, but not all, wore masks. There was little social distancing. I also saw an older guest using a walker leave the wedding held in another section of the property. It's not clear how many people attended that event. I also heard two El Paso County Sheriff's deputies having a heated discussion with staff near the entrance to Grace Gardens. They tried to quickly leave when I approached them.
So what's going on here?
I can't speak to you right now about that. We're still trying to figure out what's going on, ma'am.
Sergeant Perales with El Paso County Sheriff's Office. I'm going to refer you to our Public Affairs Director, Ms. Cristina Acosta.
But my only concern is, aren't all gatherings supposed to be... I heard you having a discussion with them. Aren't they shut down for now?
Again, ma'am, I'm going to refer you to Ms. Acosta, okay?
So you can't close them down?
No, ma'am. You can speak to Ms. Acosta about
this. I'll be happy to speak to her, but they say they're...
Ma'am, I'm going to refer you to Ms. Acosta.
Okay, so the gathering will continue. Okay.
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 I did reach out to that spokeswoman for the sheriff's office. She said constables were called to the scene first and that the sheriff's deputies were following up. But it seems nobody shut down the events that night. On Sunday evening, as he imposed the curfew, the county judge said any peace officer could enforce the emergency orders. For KTEP, I'm Angela Cocherga.